This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah ta'ala, our Quran gems. He finished the Qari, Zahallah, he finished Surah As-Saffat, and then he moved to Surah Sa'd, and after Sa'd will be Az-Zumar. Beautiful, amazing, amazing surahs. The whole Quran is a bless, subhanAllah. They're all Makki surahs. The surahs are all Makki, which means they're revealed in Mecca. Surah As-Saffat, Allah Azza wa Jalla swears, was-saffati saffa. And here, according to the most tafaseer, or the majority of the tafaseer, was-saffat, you know, it comes from saff. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is swearing by the angels who are making sufuf. Just like you and I, when we make saf to pray, the angels are also making sufuf in the salah. So was-saffati saffa. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla swears. And when Allah swears by something, what does that mean? When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالضُحَى. And Allah swears. When Allah swears by something, what does that mean? It's qasam. Yes, it's qasam. But what does that mean? Why would Allah have to swear by something? In all creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by why Allah is swearing by the angels and making sufuf? Huh? There's some point in the ayah? Huh? Qasam, yeah. But why Allah would have to swear? Okay, just here's your chocolate, okay? Why does Allah have to swear by something? Why? This is my question.
You want to mention that something is special?
Yes. Right there. It is something great, something of its magnitude. So when there's something that I swear by something, it shows that particular thing, it's of magnitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, quickly for Surah As-Saffat, I want to just one gem. Amazing dialogue, or this dream, verse 102. This dream of a father. I'd like you to imagine this with me. A father has a dream, a vision. And the father is not like any father. Is the Abu al-Anbiya. You know, and who's Abu al-Anbiya? You know? Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he saw this dream. And then he goes to share his dream with his son. And what kind of dream? It's not like any regular dream or a vision. And a vision for a Nabi means it's a revelation. Yani it's wahi. Go and do it. So he saw this dream. And what kind of dream is it? He saw that he was sacrificing his son. Then he says, and then Ibrahim, after such a long time, because he was old, and then he's been seeking a righteous son. And after so long, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with a son. Now that he's enjoying the companionship of his son, and then, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. Now when his son started walking, that means his son could be around 7 or so years old, or so. So he's walking, he's enjoying the companionship of his son. And then Allah tests him. One more test. So many tests for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that test is not like any other test. Go and sacrifice your son. Go kill your son. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my son, يَا بُنَيَّ. First of all, here, because there'll be dialogue between the father and the son. The father is saying, يَا بُنَيَّ, oh my beta, oh my beloved son, يَا بُنَيَّ. It's not like ibni, in Arabic, ibni, يَا وَلَدِي. But he says, يَا بُنَيَّ, بِصِفَةِ التَّصْغِيرِ. يعني when you belittle something in the language of the Arabs, that means you are, you know, you make it look nice, you're beloving it. So he says, يَا بُنَيَّ, I see in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you think? فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. But the son understands that this dream that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he says, يَا أَبَتِي. One more time, such a father, such a son, as we say, or such a son, such a father. Ya abati, it's not ya abu, ya abi, ya abati, oh my beloved, you know, father. If alma tu'mar, satajiduni, insha'Allah, min as-sabirin. Oh my beloved father, do as you were told. If you were told something other than sacrificing me, do it. Do as you were told, and you shall find me from those who are patient. And then, brothers and sisters, here's the question. Good upbringing bears or yields the fruit of what? What happened in this story when the son told the father, do as you were told. And the father took the son and he wanted to slaughter him. In fact, the story says he took the son and he took the knife just like this. Let me slaughter you. Come here. He took the son And he told them, the son told the father, "Oh, my father, when you slaughter me, don't slaughter me like this. You will see me and maybe you change your mind, you will have mercy upon me. Slaughter me like this." So the father brought the knife and he was moving the knife. But Allah spoke to the knife and he told the knife, "Ya knife, don't kill." Sorry. "Ya knife," Allah just spoke to the son. Here. Allah, this is the dabh. I'm giving him the dabh, the nabiha, the qurbani, right? Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke to the son. Ibrahim, he moved the knife. The Ibrahim, he moved the knife, but Allah spoke to the knife. He told the knife not to kill, and the knife did not kill. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them something in return. What was that thing, sisters and brothers? What happened? A sister? What do we call that? The qurbani, aywa. This is the thing that we commemorate every Eid. Na'am. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, when I study this or teach this lesson right here, I want to put myself in the, you know, just to see what Ibrahim was thinking. You know, imagine a father, he has his son that he's enjoying, and then he goes to go and kill your son. Yani, what kind of test is that? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah azza wa jalla calls him, you know, kana awwab. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me move in here to Surah Sa'd, the Surah that the Qari is talking about, is reciting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention of stories of some of the prophets and their trials, and then told the Prophet Muhammad to show patience. And here, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling Prophet Muhammad to show patience. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention of some of the prophets like Dawood. Here, quickly, we'll take the example of Dawood. Dawood, he used to have these sessions, you know, every day, whereby it's like a court session where people will come and then he will rule over their, you know, whatever problems they would have and whatnot. So came this man and he had this session. But there was a man who came in at the time when Dawood alayhi salam was not having or holding that session of that court session. And then he got scared. Then the man told him, "Don't be scared. Me and my father and my brother, we have this conflict." What kind of conflict? Verse number 23, he says, "Inna hadha akhi lahu 99 na'ja wa liya na'jatun wahida." My brother has 99 sheep or ewe. It's called EWE. The na'ja is the wife of the female sheep. You know, the wife, the female. So it's called the Arabi Na'ja, you know. So he says, "My brother has 99 Na'ja, and I only have one Na'ja. And he told me, entrust me with your Na'ja." And my brother speaks beautifully. I could not argue. He wanted to take my Na'ja. And then Dawood alayhi salam, before hearing from the brother, here's the lesson, here's the gem. Dawood, before hearing from the other brother, he said, "Your brother has wronged you." And then Dawood alayhi salam, he realized he has made a mistake. And he realized that actually was a test from Allah. And the man who came to him is in fact an angel in the form of a man. So what did he do? This is what we did today in the Sajda al-Raka'ah. We made sujood. Dawood, when he realized he made that mistake, that fault, he did not hear from the other person, he repented to Allah and he made sujood. This is why we make that sujood. So the lesson right here, first of all, don't rush into making judgments. And sisters, brothers, don't rush. Don't be judgmental. Don't rush into making judgment until you hear from both parties. And then if you were to make a mistake, always seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That was it. And then Surah Az-Zumar. I will end with Surah Az-Zumar. Surah Az-Zumar, wallahi, it's one of my favorite. If not, maybe the... Because Surah Az-Zumar contains or has the most hopeful ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the theme of Surah Az-Zumar is al-ikhlas, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 53. Brothers and sisters, note down. Verse number 53, the most hopeful ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah." A bunch of people from Quraysh, they came to the Prophet Muhammad after committing so many sins, after disbelieving Allah Azza wa Jal, and they're asking him, "What would we get if you were to repent, if you were to embrace Islam? We need a guarantee that Allah will forgive us." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Prophet Muhammad, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim," say to my servants who have transgressed against themselves, "Do not despair from the mercy of Allah." And here's the goal. Allah forgives, Not one sin, not two sins. Allah forgives all the sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 56, repent to Allah before man comes at the end of the day of judgment. He will say, أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسُ يَا حَصْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. All to myself, all to me. I wasted so much time. I wasted my time, I didn't pray. I wasted my time, I didn't wear hijab. I wasted my time, I did not read Quran. I wasted my time, I didn't come to the masjid. Oh, to me, what was I thinking? Ya hasrata ala ma farrat. It will be too late. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build that beautiful picture where people will be resurrected into two groups. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. You see, as we're praying healing groups, in Jannah and in Hellfire, people will be dragged to Jahannam in groups, and people will be taken to Jannah in groups. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the first people, the group of Hellfire. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. And the people, the kafar, those non-believers, they will be taken to Jahannam زُمَرًا. حَتَّى in groups, يعني. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. And then when they reach the gates of Hellfire, the gatekeepers of Hellfire, sisters, here's a question. Who is the master gatekeeper of Hellfire? What's his name? Who is the master gatekeeper of Hellfire?
Malik,
give her. Na'am. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ. Here's for a Quran gift. Uthmani script. This is Arabic script. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. And they say, oh Malik, let your Lord finish us off. What surah? Raise your hand if you know the surah. What surah? If you know the surah. لا مش مؤمنين. شخنا؟ لا مش مؤمنين. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. ها؟ أعراف لا. لا مقاف. أيوه. The Quran? The Furqan? La mu Furqan. Okay, sisters. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ. Oh Malik, let your Lord finish us off. What surah? Huh? I heard it. Huh? Who said? No, I heard that from a sister. Huh?
Az-Zukhruf.
Aywa, Az-Zukhruf. 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 Here's your Quran. You will get it, inshallah, after the brother will take it, inshallah ta'ala. You get it. Surah Az-Zukhruf. So they will be taken to Hellfire. And then comes in the Jannah. One day, the Prophet Muhammad, he held the hand of Abu Bakr. And then he held the hand of Umar. Whoever. He held the hand of Abu Bakr Umar. Because here, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. And the believers will be also taken to Jannah together. So the Prophet one time, he held the hand of Umar and held the hand of Abu Bakr. He says, we will enter Jannah like this in groups. Together. You are in Jannah now. Go to Jannah. Yeah. We, inshallah, like I said, we pray in groups. We break our fast in groups. We love each other in groups. Inshallah, we will enter Jannah in groups. Bi idhnillah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, to reward you.
They are not getting any candy.
Hi, candy?
You need to go and give it.
All right, so you can start, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. It was my thingy. People are angry because there's no chocolate.